Today, we'd like to see the 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 14 to 33, under the title of The Glory of God. To online world multitudes, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in this text, please list what we are doing all to the glory of God. In this text, please list what we are doing all to the glory of God. Question two, what are two consciences in this text? What are two consciences in this text? Last question in verse 33, just as I also please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. Why did Paul please all men in all things? First of all, scripture background, which we see. This is a phrase in today's text, chapter 10, verse 31. Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. That's the purpose or goal of our Christian life. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6, also disciple Paul indicate to the praise of the glory of his grace, to the praise of the glory of his grace by which he made us accepted in the beloved. Basically, God created us, accepted in the beloved Jesus Christ. Then we should give glory to God, to the praise of the glory of his grace, or to please the glory of his grace. Conscience, what it does mean? Conscience is a feeling to be conscious over, such as right or wrong, or a feeling from knowledge. So conscience, a feeling to be conscious of, such as right or wrong, or a feeling from knowledge. Paul's writing to Corinthians Christians about weak Christians, 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 10 to 13. For if anyone sees you who have knowledge eating in an idol's temple, will not the conscience of him who is weak be emboldened to eat those things offered to idols? And because of your knowledge or your conscience, shall the weak brother meaning the brother who has weak faith, the weak brother perish for whom Christ died. But when you thus sin against the brethren and wound their weak conscience or their weak knowledge, you sin against Christ. Basically, you stumble the weak brother that you might sin against Christ. Therefore, if a food makes my brother stumble, I will never again eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble. So here, to eat those things offered to idols means a weak Christian understands to eat those things offered to idols as eaters of fellowship with idols. That is weak Christian's conscience or weak Christian's knowledge. How about your knowledge? Eater's knowledge, the knowledge of an eating Christian with liberty. Even those things offered to idols belong to God. So it doesn't matter. I gave thanks to the Lord. I enjoyed the meat, even if it was offered to idols.
So it would be okay because everything, every creature, every food come from God. Then knowledge. Number two, in this text today, disciple Paul wrote to Corinthian Christians about the non-Christians, about the non-Christians today. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. So my beloved meaning, my beloved Corinthian Christians, flee from idolatry. Don't become idolaters. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 7. And do not become idolaters, as were some of them. Verse 13, no temptation has overtaken you, except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, or beyond your control, but with temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. Then, therefore, my beloved Corinthian Christians, flee from idolatry. I speak as to the wise man. So wise man is, the Bible said, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. So wise men actually, the Christians who fear of God. Judge for yourself what I say. So which meaning, understand or examine what I say, what Paul is teaching here. Then, flee from idolatry. Idolatry definition, if you love anything or anyone else more than God, that's idolatry. So, for example, you worship statues of wood, clay, stone, or metal, or gold itself. You love gold, or you love power, you love glory more than God, you love money more than God, you love a car more than God, you love your child more than God. Those are considered as idols. Why? Because Jesus said, Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal, undivided loyalty to the master, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, do loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon or any other things. So you cannot serve God and anything else. Here, mammon is the idol of gold or the idol of money. Mastering money or controlling money is called mammon. Then, verse 16, the cup of blessing. Disciple here talking about the cup of a blessing. This means the cup of a communion service is a blessing. So communion literally means together plus union. Together plus union. We know that communion is a together union of the Lord Jesus Christ, not over anything else. That's why we call the communion service. You know, when we take the cup, we are a part of it. We are drinking Jesus' blood, or we receive a piece of bread. We are a part of Jesus' body. Here, communion of the blood of Christ, the bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? This is a rhetorical question. Yes, the bread is, we take a piece of bread, which meaning we are communion of the body of Christ. For we, though many, are one bread and one body, for we all partake of that one bread. So, the drinking the cup is a conscious of a communion of the blood of Christ. Common in union with Christ. The communion of the body of Christ, the eating the broken bread, is a conscious of communion of the body of Christ, common in union with Christ. That's why that's a blessing. Then verse 18, observe Israel after flesh and blood, not the spirit. This is in the Old Testament, Israel after flesh, excluding Gentiles, are not those who eat of the sacrifices of partakers of the altar. Rhetorical question? Yes, they are all Israelites together, ate of the sacrifice animals, partaking together before the altar. Eat of the sacrifice partakers of the altar in the temple before the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 17-18 said, first of all, we want to see in the New Testament is a communion service, first of all. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24-25. And when he had given, Jesus had given thanks, he broke it and said, take it, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then in the same manner, Jesus also took the cup after the supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do so often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Here, a piece of bread is a part of Jesus' body. That's a symbol. Then Deuteronomy chapter 12, 17 and 18, in the same idea, you may not eat within your gates the tithes of your grain or your new wine or your oil of the firstborn of your herd or your flock of any of your offerings which you vows of your free will offerings of the heave offering of your hand, but you must eat them. So when you offer a certain sacrifice to the Lord, you must eat them before the Lord your God in the place which the Lord your God chooses. That means before the altar, the Lord your God in the place which the Lord your God chooses. You and your son and your daughter, your male servant and your female servant, and the Levite who is within your gates, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God in all to which you put your hands. That is a remind of a fellowship with God or a communion with God by eating the sacrifice together before altar. Verse 19, what am I saying then, that an idol is anything, or what is offered to idol is anything rather? Which meaning, what is offered to idol is anything later, is nothing but that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. So Gentiles made a sacrifice offered to demons, not to God. That meaning, actually, they offered that sacrifice to idols, not God, or demons or devils. And I do not want you to have a fellowship with demons, because you are eating the meat offered to idols is an idea of your fellowship with devils. So here, disciples said, I don't want to have fellowship with demons. This is one conscience or one weak conscience. That meaning, to sacrifice to demons is to have a fellowship with demons. So if you are eating the sacrifice offered to demons, is an idea you were fellowship with demons. That is one analogy or one conscience or weak conscience. That conscience, number 21. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and of the table of demons. That's because of spiritual adultery. The 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15. And what accord has Christ with the Belial or with devils? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? So this is no commingling between God part and the devil part. That is belong to one conscience or weak conscience, the conscience of a weaker brother or sister. So you cannot partake of the Lord's table and of the table of demons. Verse 22, or do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? So obviously we are not stronger than God. So the Lord is jealousy. Exodus chapter 20, verse 5. You shall not bow down to them, to idols, nor serve idols, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity or the sin of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me. So God consider if you worship, you offer idols, consider as iniquity, sin, also you hate God. So that is Exodus chapter 20, verse 5. Then verse 23, all things are lawful for me, which meaning all things, nothing wrong for me. Otherwise, or you are eating the meat, the sacrifice offered to idols, is nothing wrong for me, for eater, but not all things are helpful. Here, or expedient, not all things are helpful for others. Others meaning including weaker brother and non-Christian too. Yeah, not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me. All things are lawful for me, nothing wrong for me. Not all things edify. Edify others. Edify meaning build up others to the body of Christ. That's called edify. So we edify other Christians to the body of Christ. So not all things edify, the build up the body of Christ. Then verse 24, let no one seek his own. So don't seek your own good or your own profit or your own well-being, but each one the other's well-being, each one another's good, another's profit, another's well-being. Simply be considerate of others in the sight of God, not only you. Verse 25, eat whatever is sold in the meat market. Because in Corinthians city, that time there were many hidden temples. So many Corinthian peoples made their offered the sacrifice to the idols. Then the leftover meat was sold to market. So here, disciple said, do not asking no question for conscience sake. Don't ask this meat whether or not offered to idols. Do not ask it. For because the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness. The earth's owner, the Lord Jesus Christ. So all creatures owner is the Lord Jesus Christ. So don't ask him. So verse 26, even meat offered to idols is God's, because God owns that meat originally. Because even meat offered to idols comes from God. This is the another analogy. This is called conscience with liberty. Conscience with liberty. So these ones, they can enjoy the meat even if offered to idols, because this meat originally come from God. So I give thanks to the Lord. I enjoy the meat. So don't ask. So or
Don't make trouble. Don't make issue over this meat offered to idols or not. Then verse 27. If any of those who do not believe, non-Christians invite you to dinner and you desire to go. Why? Because to deliver gospel for salvation purpose. You desire to go. Eat whatever is set before you, asking no question for conscience sake. Here, conscience sake is invited, non-Christian's conscience sake. So don't ask a question, just enjoy it. So, this is a conscience based upon the weak conscience, you know, the conscience of weak brother conscience, same thing. So if you eat meat offered to idol, considered as your fellowship with idols, that kind of conscience, that kind of knowledge. Verse 28, but if anyone says to you, this was offered to idols, do not eat it for the sake of the one who told you. Because the teller or whistleblower's conscience based upon the weak conscience. The eating over the meat offered to idol considered as the eater's fellowship with idols. That's why do not eat. Eat for the sake of the one who told you or whistleblower. For the conscience sake, because of the whistleblower conscience sake or other weak conscience sake. For, then is, this is the separate center. For the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness. This is another conscience. The earth, which means the meat offered to idols belonged to Lord. Conscience, verse 29. I say, not your own. I am not talking about your conscience with liberty, but that of the other. Which meaning, but the other, the weak conscience. For why is my liberty? Conscience with liberty to eat even the meat offered to idols, judged by another man's conscience, judged by the weak brother or non-conscious, the weak conscience. You are eating considered as your fellowship with idols. Yeah. But if I partake with thanks, because I meaning I with conscience with liberty, partake with thanks. Oh Lord, thank you for your allowance this meat, you know, like that. Why am I, you know, who exercised the conscience with liberty, evil spoken of for the food over which I give thanks? So by somebody evil spoken meaning criticize. Somebody's just judges like that, you know, criticize. Why am I? Verse 31, therefore, this is a key sentence. Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. This is a praise. So whenever you do something, not sure, then you pray to the Lord. Under these circumstances or at this time, so how should I do? This doing really please God, or do all to the glory you like that. That is a very good, you know, standard or protocol. Give no offense either to the Jews or to the Greeks or to the Church of God. Here, do not give offense either to the Jews, probably non-Christian Jews, to the Greeks, non-Christian Greeks, or to the Church of God, to the Christians, or Christians too. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 22, disciple said, to the weak, or weak brothers, which meaning the brother who has a weak faith, to the weak, I became as a weak, that I might win the weak, or I might edify the weak to the body of Christ. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. So for salvation,
he wanted to try to write on the same board as other people. That is, disciple said. Then, verse 33, just as I also please all men in all things. Why? Disciple said, please all men in all things, not seeking my own good, my own profit, but profit of many, that they may be saved for salvation. Because disciple, I also please all men in all things for salvation to the glory of God. Romans chapter 15, verse 2. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good or his profit while leading to edification. So they let them become a part of the body of Christ, build up the body of Christ. So, but disciple, in this case, disciple, he doesn't want to please this kind of people here. Galatians chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. As we ever said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, for example, Jesus Christ is not God, and Jesus Christ is just a man, you know, kind of thing, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade a man or a God, or do I seek to please man? For if I still please the man, I would not be a bond servant of Christ. This case, a policeman who delivered false gospel. So disciple, I don't want to please the people who deliver false gospel, but the disciple, please all men for salvation and to edify, so for the glory of God. That's why today's key phrase is, whatever you do it, do all to the glory of God. That is always a protocol for our deed. So let's see each question answer. In this text, the police list what we are doing all to the glory of God. Disciple made several lists. Verse 24. Seek each one others' well-being. So we should let no one seek his own, but each one the others' well-being, or the others' profit, the others' good. 25. Eat whatever is sold in the meat market, asking no question for conscience sake. Verse 27. If any of those who do not believe invite you to dinner and you desire to go, eat whatever is set before you, asking no question for conscience sake. Verse 28. But if anyone says to you, this was offered to idols, do not eat it for the sake of the one who told you. Verse 31. Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. That kind of list, what we are doing all to the glory of God. Question two, what are two consciences in this text? This question, verse 20, is one conscience of basic eating the meat offered to idols considered the eater's fellowship with demons, based upon verse 20. That is one conscience. The other conscience is verse 26. The earth is the Lord and all is the fullness. So even meat offered to idols is God's or comes from God. That conscience. So two conscience. One is you are eating over eating meats or sacrifice offered to idols considered as fellowship with idols. That is one conscience. The other conscience, even the meat offered to idols is still coming from God. So I give thanks, enjoy it, you know, that conscience. So two conscience basic conflict. So that is basically the disciple, you know, talking about, you know, two conscience. In last question, in verse 33, just as I also please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. Why did Paul please all men in all things? For their salvation. Ultimately, all to the glory of God. Let's just sing song all together, last song, then we are praying all together with the Lord's Prayer.